Yeah, I know it's working now. Here we go. We got a big matchup happening this Sunday, the home opener against Philadelphia Union here at Children's Mercy Park. And we got two of our great players here standing with me right now. I got Roger Espinosa and Jimmy Madrondo with me. Fellas, how y'all doing?
Good. Thanks for having us.
Hey, I'm glad to have y'all here with me. Roger, first of all, we talked before, man, about getting ready for, I believe it was the U.S. Open Cup, and we actually won that. I think that's the last time I got to speak to you. So now we're trying to get two more cups this year, right?
Well, it looks like every time I talk to you, good stuff happens. So let's keep it going.
We got to keep this going, then. Yes, sir. Yeah. Of course, though, you know, some tough results this week with the last couple of matches, though. Although you still, you know, came out in a good way. As far as, you know, got a goal on the road, and then also, even though, you know, the tough thing that happened with LAFC last Sunday, what do you like for the results so far this 2019 campaign?
Yeah, I mean, we started really good against the elimination game against Toluca, but it for sure has been a tough week for us. But hey, the good thing about sports and soccer is that we have a game right away.
Yeah.
We have a game Sunday in front of our fans. You know, we've been away all these games, and, you know, three games down the road is not easy. But no excuses, you know, no excuses. We got to come home on Sunday and bring it, and then we have a game on Wednesday for the Champions League. So we got to be ready for that, and, you know, we're just happy to be back home and play in front of our fans.
Yeah, and opening days are always cool, right? Or at least the home openers are always great when it comes to that. And you've done plenty of these, man. What do you like the most about the atmosphere on those home openers?
Hey, it's that feeling, you know, it's that it's the feeling when the fans right away, you know, everybody gets excited, everybody's brand new. You know, you have your new teammates, you're trying to show the fans what type of team you are this year. And, you know, for the most part, you know, every year we come out with the great squad, and we always, you know, are contenders for every championship there is. And, you know, I say the most best thing is our fans. You play in front of your fans, you play in the stadium, nice feel. You wake up at home, you have a good breakfast at your best place. You know, usually if you like to go somewhere, lunch and all that, you know, it's just that feeling of being home.
Yeah. You say you got some new teammates. Tell me about some of those new teammates and what do you like what they're bringing this year to the team?
It's always great. You know, the technical staff always, you know, try to add guys that are going to come and help the team. You know, and one thing I always ask fans, you know, is to, you know, to try to incorporate those guys and help those guys to be positive with them. That's only going to help us in the long run, and for the most part, fans are amazing here and done that with these players. You know, they did it with me when I was younger. They've done it with all the guys that in the past, and that's what creates a winning mentality, a winning environment, and, you know, those guys are humble and nice guys, and, you know, are going to bring a lot to the team.
Yeah. Tell me about Philadelphia Union. How tough a matchup this is going to be?
It's always been tough games. You know, they didn't win last weekend, so, you know, they're dying to win, too. And they, you know, they're always great matchups against them. You know, they're a team that fights hard. Also, you know, in the East, they have done well last year especially, and they bring a lot of those new guys again into this year. So it's a team that is going to be a lot better this year.
How tough is their goalie, in your opinion?
Their goalie?
Yeah.
I mean, he's been one of the best goalies in the league for a while. A year or two ago, he won a goalie of the year. You know, it's a goal. He's a veteran, been around for a while, and he brings a lot to the team, a special experience. You know, and you know, when you have a great goalie behind you, it gives you a lot of you know, your self-esteem as a defender is great. You know, a lot of positive stuff to the team, and confidence, I would say. So we got to be ready for that.
Man, and you mentioned Toluca as well. How tough is that going to be for that next matchup coming up next week? And how important is it also?
We eliminated Toluca now, so we're...
Oh, not Toluca. I'm sorry. Independiente. I'm sorry. Yeah. Which was huge, by the way. That was a big, huge win for y'all pulling that
Toluca
out.
Toluca was a difficult team. It was a difficult team, and we're glad we went past that. I'm glad we're...
Maybe I wish y'all was playing them again. That's what I was thinking.
It's a good thing we're not going up to 9,000 feet.
Yes. That was pretty tough, huh?
That, my friend, is not focused. Right away when you step on the field, you're not breathing well right there.
Tougher than Colorado?
Yes. And we have a game coming in a couple weeks in Colorado, too, so we got to be ready for that. But, yeah, Independiente, very tough team to play. Going to Panama in humidity, traveling for a whole week, it wasn't an easy task. But, I like to say that, you know, we worked as hard as we could over there. You know, we lost the game, and now... on Wednesday coming up. It's a game we got to be ready for, and you know, we, like I said, you know, every time our fans come and support us, it's an extra boost for us and a boost of confidence for us to do well. And you know, we never want to let the fans down. So here at home, we're looking forward to that.
All right, I'm definitely looking forward to these matches coming up here at Children's Mercy Park. One more question: it is a music station. I got to ask you, what you jamming right now? What gets you going for these matches right now?
We have everything. You know, we have a mix of cultures in the team.
Yeah.
You know, anything that's new in Latin, anything that's new in Europe, anything that's new in the United States. Mainly hip hop. Here and there, Seth or Beasley pops on country music. But it's all good. It's all good. You know, it's you know, in any music atmosphere, if you play the top songs, it's good music. So you know, I'm not very picky. I know I'm actually glad I speak Spanish and English. That way, I can like both sides. You know, I get best of both worlds. And but yeah, anything that's new, hip hop, you name it, alternative. Some guys play alternative. It's good. And a lot of remixes some guys make. It's always good.
And I'm noticing lately too. It seems like cultures are blending now. Like you're starting to hear the hip hop with the Latino. And,
right?
So you're starting to hear a lot of it now blending in anyway.
Yeah, anywhere you go to a restaurant, anything, it's music is going, and it's great. It means, you know, that people in America are getting along, and that's all we want along the way. You know, and it's good. It only brings the cultures together and America together, right?
Man, it is real. It's real. I'm looking forward to seeing what's going to happen this Sunday, 2:00 at Children's Mercy Park. Make sure y'all get online, get those tickets at SportingKC.com or SeatGeek, and it's going to be a good one. Roger, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Thank you.